You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we roll into hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. And Bart, so when we played Bonita Applebaum earlier in the show, and we were all talking about who our Bonita Applebaum was, which is, as the story goes, the song was written about a girl that Q-Tip knew in school and just always thought she was fine, but never really pushed up. So I didn't really, we were getting some tweets about chicken. This. So Mike said that... for him, it was Tisha Rhodes.
It's never too late.
PS 305 in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, he said. And he said it was in kindergarten, which...
Yeah, that's a little freaky. You know what I'm saying? Michael K. might have one.
Don't love that.
He might have a
Michael
Bonita.
Michael K. definitely has a Bonita. But yeah, he probably pushed up, though, because that's how he
wrote. Oh, okay. He got game.
He got game.
You know what I'm saying? Some shoot or shoot. You know what,
Chris tweeted that his Bonita was in junior high Elizabeth Velasquez. And in high school, it was Janet Orozco. So Chris was like,
"Yeah."
Now, Chris, did you ever just at least go talk to anybody? Like, that's what it is.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, guys.
Michael, do you have a Bonita Applebaum? He's nodding his head. The microphone's right there, sir.
We'd love
to hear this story. Michael K's Bonita Applebaum was?
Her name was Tina.
Tina
Demetratos.
What did you like about Tina?
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Tina.
But nothing ever really happened, but we've remained friends all these years later.
Oh, wow.
So she's aware.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually the Bonita Applebaum, she had no idea, and you just never really pushed up.
Oh, but Tina knew.
You could see in my mind, you know what I'm saying?
He couldn't help
shoot
it.
Or shoot, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'd knock my list off.
You know what gave me away? The drool.
couldn't mistake that. Bart made a list of his Bonita Applebaums, and then now when he became famous and rich, he went and found each one of them and clicked them off the list.
Oh, I love that.
What was my name?
That's a laminated list.
My name is Earl.
Yes, I love it.
Actually, that needed to be laminated when you were in grade school understand why. Like, so it could survive the test of time.
I told you about that swimming pool incident. The teacher was like, hey, Bart, come here. I'm like, nope, I ain't getting out of this water. Hell no. Hamburger.
Thank you, Michael.
I swam my ass all the way down to the other end.
Oh my God!
Hamburger.
Well, our next guest, we have to ask him if he.
I can't
had
believe.
One
Jack,
as well.
I can't believe.
Hamburger. I ain't gonna have it.
That ain't gonna happen. Well, let's see if Rex Ryan had a Bonita Applebaum. He joins us right now, and he will get to enjoy this part, which is his favorite part of the show. Which is, of course, when I say it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So, Bart, what's that mean?
It's the power hour. 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 Hour.
What are you doing now? Like last week, are you deep sea diving this week? Last week you was on the slopes. Are you deep sea diving now? Are you spear hunting?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in the post office right now.
Oh, wow.
But we are going to be doing this interview from the post office.
Oh, wow.
Taking care of business.
Are you nervous?
Mailing something away.
Official government business.
Service.
And you trust the post office?
People in line. Yeah, there are 20 people in line. They all said hello.
Oh, tell them I said what up, though.
He's got all these people in line too at the post office.
So you got time to burn?
Yeah, he's killing time with us right now.
No, I'm up next. So
All right. So the most important question we have to ask of you is: there's a song Bonita Applebaum. It's about the girl that the girl he loved in school, never really pushed up, but he just loved her. Do you have one?
Man, I got so many. I'm sure I had a ton of them, but. Here's the thing, as old as I am, the memory ain't real clear. So,
well, was she a blonde brunette?
I can't give you names or whatever. You know she was a blonde.
I guess we'll leave it there.
Or something.
But you said something last week with us. He's going to take care of
two rolls of Spanx.
There we go.
Yeah, so he's going to get his stamps.
He's going to get his stamps. It's fine.
Yeah,
but,
here we go. All right, now I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to. You said something last week that really piqued our interest. We talked about it for a couple of days, and that was your hint of playoff team that might have a coaching opening, and we'll see how things go. And then the Eagles, but as Bart said, is it someone your dad coached? You said no, so we knocked the Eagles off the list. So we were assuming all along it was the Dallas Cowboys until Monday when you were on Get Up and you said you don't expect the Cowboys to make a change, which they didn't. Mike McCarthy stays. So before we ask you for your opinion on that, so you weren't talking about the Cowboys either, or did you think so and then realize that they weren't going to make a change?
I know you're talking about the 49ers.
No, absolutely not. It wasn't what I was thinking.
So you won't tell us yet.
Yep.
There must be a team still out
there. No, because there's still a team.
Oh, drop a bomb. Drop one of Clue's bombs for that.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, now we're going to keep guessing. All right. Well, your thoughts, though, on the Cowboys making the decision to stick with Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, I mean, no surprise there. Okay. Yeah. Really, to me, no surprise. I mean, the guy's been 12-4 the last 3 years. So, you know, I'm not surprised by it. And can't judge it just by one game. I understand it's just, you know, I understand it, you know, they got destroyed. But, you know, you can't look at his body of work and just dismiss him after the one performance. And I get it. He's got a 1-3 record in the playoffs. I get it. Whatever it is. Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing, right, Rex? Because I've been on the side, like, when you – feel like, man, like when Mad Dog, Greg Madison used to come in, or, you know, when you guys would come in and you give us a game plan, you really, really felt like, man, we got the game plan to get it done. And we felt there was an advantage because we knew we can trust whatever you guys said. Last week, they threw the old cam route, you know, the three slants. They never throw it to the first one, so the safety was smart in jumping the second one because that's always where they throw the ball. You know, they're almost robotic with it. But, you know, it seemed like Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn was out-coached. And, you know, I think this team finds themselves kind of where – or Jerry Jones finds himself where Art Modell found himself, where he feels like, you know, he wants to win before he goes up to the upper room. Mm-hmm. And Art made some really drastic signings, right? Bringing in Goose, bringing in Rod, bringing in Shannon – like, where do you feel the Cowboys are? And does desperate times call for desperate measures? And you say, F them future picks and stack the deck.
Yeah, I think the big thing, thank you. The big thing for me, Bart, is as I'm heading out the post office.
It's all good, man.
I apologize to our listeners. But, no, I think the big thing is they got to get, like, you can't just put little guys out there when you're getting your tail kicked. And that's what they did. They're playing two tight ends against you. And, you know, Dallas is still running six or more DBs on the field all the time.
But we crowned Dan. We crowned his ass, right? We crowned his ass, though, right? We crowned Dan Quinn the genius.
Yeah, which I never did. But it's, you know, I know he's decent. Like, he's, you know, he's a really good coach. But he's not, you know. He's not in the you-know-what level, but he's not a great one. But, you know, he's good. He'll do what he did. Remember, those guys learned our steam concept, and they invented it. You know, but it's a cover three sting, which plays three zone. But either way, you know, they pretended they invented it, but we know where they got it from. But the thing is, it's a you know, but they got out-coached. So it wasn't just like the offense did. And it's funny because everybody wants to blame, you know, Dak Prescott. And I'm like, what? Like, Dak Prescott never tackled anybody. You know, they got beat because their defense was soft as Charmin that day.
But that doesn't change, right? And Michael Parsons, you know, he talks a lot on his podcast, but when it came to show up, he was invisible there. You know, you've always been around guys that can rally the troops and say, we ain't going down like this, and he didn't do that. What I'm saying is, from a personnel and a culture standpoint, I think, you know, Dallas, in my opinion, has always been soft that way as far as the mental fortitude and toughness, you know, and how do you improve that? Because they can't go back and say, okay, we're going to have Van Der Esch, he's coming back. You can't depend on that. So it's a personnel issue because they don't have the – and with them having to play the credit card bill – with CeeDee Lamb, Michael Parsons, potentially Dak Prescott. How do we say that this won't happen again next year when they go against a team that can punch them in the face?
Well, no, you can't. It may very well, unless they change a little bit philosophy-wise. And part of it is this. Bart, you're right. They have 9 free agents on defense. 9 of them.
Yeah.
And they got to pay the bill for CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, and company. So you got to change a little bit. Here's the thing. You got to value, instead of star power, you know, it's great to have stars, all right? But those 14 Pro Bowls ain't helping you win any playoff games. You got to have team. You got to put the team as the priority, not just the damn individual. I don't care how many damn Pro Bowls you make if you're not putting team first. And I think part of that is get some damn blue collar dudes in there that are great team, that are team first guys. Guys that aren't just going to chase the quarterback against a running play. Guys that are going to play with those kind of fundamentals. And then schematically, you can't get knocked around. I think they got to have a team, have a change in personnel philosophy. Like, put when you're getting, pushed around, you got to put bigger bodies out there. And I don't care if maybe you'll give them a little more pass. I'm just not going to take an ass whipping like they did. Green Bay did whatever the hell they wanted to do to them, and not one time did Dallas make an adjustment. So to me, was this guy getting ready to, polish up his resume or getting ready for interviews or something?
Yeah.
And disregard his team? Like, you got to do just the opposite. When you're in that situation, you put everything you have into your players, into your game plan, and into that. And that head coaching job will take care of itself. That's what I always did. I think it just looks so bad. But, I get it. I thought for sure that McCarthy would stay, and I'm not surprised at that.
With that being said, when you look at the landscape of the NFC East and you look at the problems that both teams had on defense, who do you think is in a better place if you're a defensive coordinator? Because those two defensive coordinator jobs are open with a team that has some talent, a lot of talent, but may not have the proper scheme to match the talent. Which one of those jobs, Philadelphia or, well, hell, Philadelphia, New York, or Dallas?
Potentially Dallas, yeah.
Well, I think it's easy to say Dallas is in place. I mean, Dallas has got has two good corners, and one of their best corners, maybe their best corner, got hurt halfway through the season. So they are loaded that way. They got pass rushers up and down. But all three of them have really good players. So all three of them have a chance to, to be really good, I think. But again, it's going to take there's just got to be some tweaks to it. Now, Philadelphia is the main thing is going to be the attitude. I never seen worse, and people will point, well, that's tackling, horrible tackling. Yeah. Yeah, well, how about the freaking pursuit or the lack thereof? Like, we used to fire our gun. First guy, fire your gun because your boys are coming behind you. Well, I don't see that there. Like, they stopped playing. And sometimes, well, I don't know about that, but I'll say this. Sometimes if you're confused, you can't play aggressively. So I don't know if that was it. It looked like they had bad communication, but that mentality has to change. And you can flip that one overnight. I have a feeling that one could be flipped overnight because they have some really good players. They got 6 or 7 guys up front that are Manchild's former first-round picks. So I think that can get fixed. I think the Giants can get fixed. As well, they got a couple of really outstanding defensive linemen, and they got some pretty good players across that board. And then Dallas is already there. They got stars all over that joint. You just got to get them more as when we get bullied, we got to learn how to punch back. And they really didn't do that, in that playoff game, obviously.
what you said is something I think that is universal when you talk about sometimes it's like a hesitation is a confusion, not being soft or not being, you know, not lacking aggression. It's I'm not comfortable with what I'm doing. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do here. And that can make a team look soft or look hesitant when really it's just a confusion, which is a great way to explain it. We're talking with Rex Ryan like we do each week on Thursdays. Rex, if I'm looking at the Chiefs-Bills game as like the annual, okay, can the Bills finally get over the hump and beat this team? But is there even more pressure than ever before on Sean McDermott and the Bills because they're home in this situation to finally slay the dragon and beat the Chiefs?
Absolutely. Absolutely there'd be some more pressure on Sean McDermott. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Can they?
Because you have a better you have a damn good football team, and the only thing you haven't done is been able to get over the top. Is this team, and this is what people will say, is this team peaked out? Is there a higher level? And you know, could he be one of those coaches that I mentioned? I don't know. Like, you know, if you think there's somebody out there that could take you to that level. And that's what Sean McDermott's fighting here. You know, because you've got one of the greatest players, I think, one of the most talented kids in the history of the game. And the difference, like, between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, everybody will say slam dunk, hands down, Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the league.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. No. Look at their numbers. Their numbers are damn near identical. The difference is he's got a 2-0 record against Josh Allen in the playoffs, even though Josh brought his team all the way back and should have won the game with 18 seconds left or whatever it was. And I think that's something. But when you look at – there's no better red zone quarterback than Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Why? He's got a bazooka for an arm, and he can flat out pound it in there himself. And I just think they're so – those two guys are so similar, it's not even funny, yet one of them gets all the accolades and all the commercials.
will we be able to throw Lamar Jackson into that conversation if he finishes the task? Because this is the first time we've seen Lamar Jackson with the weapons. The guy was available for two first-round draft picks, and everybody scoffed at it. You had these anonymous general managers saying that he can't do this. I don't care what he does in the regular season, who he is, you can't win. And I thought Dan Orlovsky said something that I've been saying forever, and I thought Jalen Hurts represented that last year too, that you can't have a run-first or super athletic quarterback win a Super Bowl. They say they'll win games, but you know, even Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be considered those dual threat guys. When you look at it, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and maybe Josh Allen is considered that. But we know the other thing that Lamar Jackson fights that Josh Allen doesn't have to fight, and that's the black quarterback athlete, Michael Vick type of quarterback. Yeah. You can't win Super Bowls with him.
Right. I mean, you're exactly right. That I think people, I mean, it was just absolutely freaking crazy. Right. But, you know, because the color of the skin, all of a sudden, it's so stupid. But, I mean, look, Steve Young was the closest damn thing we've seen to Lamar Jackson. Like, right. Trust me, he won one. And he may look white, but and black, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. He
got a little cheddar bob
that way.
Yeah, he got a little Allen.
Yeah, there's
a little
something going on there. But he won like that. John Elway won, and you know he was the combination. You know, great thrower and athlete.
The Colin Kaepernick, the Cam Newtons, Jalen Hurts loss, they all come up empty. They Russell, even though he can buy time, was still considered a pocket passer.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Cam Newton was a freaking great player, too. But, I mean, I don't know. Bart, I don't see – like, I just think – I mean, okay, Jalen Hurts got – beat by another African-American quarterback. So what the hell are we saying? Like, I think that –
it's crazy. It's foolish.
I think it's absolutely crazy as you know what. But, yeah, I mean, you want mobile quarterbacks. People don't know this. Joe Montana was about as he was mobile. He wasn't a great runner necessarily, but he was mobile. And I think that's what you want. You want mobility from that position. That was one of the things. A mentor of mine was Bill Walsh. And Bill Walsh, he told me about, you know, timing, accuracy. When guys don't have the arm talent, they have to have great timing and accuracy, but they have to have mobility. All quarterbacks need mobility. And that's what he chased. Thus, Steve Young, Joe Montana. Mobility is a huge plus factor. And that's when, so Lamar Jackson, that's huge, all right? That's a huge plus for him. Patrick Mahomes got great mobility. You know, Josh Allen, great mobility. That kid with the Chargers, he's mobile. He's big, but he's mobile. And I think that's what you look for in today's game. And because it makes you, as we know, Bart, it's way harder to defend a guy that has mobility.
Yeah.
And not just like as a runner, like design quarterback runs or options or RPOs or whatever, but the guys that can scramble and get you first downs. Those are the guys that you have the most trouble with.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger causes two Super Bowls.
Yeah, causes a damn, exactly. And he scrambled around there and then hit Antonio Brown for us in the championship game. Not that we will ever forget that crap, but that's what happens. And those guys, that's a plus for you to have that. And people are dead ass wrong when they say, well, they can't win the Super Bowl. Oh, crap, just watch. There'll be a string of mobile quarterbacks winning the Super Bowl. Because Patrick Mahomes is mobile, by the way.
Yeah.
One of the reasons they win is because he takes off with it. But you're going to have a whole string of them, probably 20 in a row of mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah, and for Lamar Jackson, it's just going to be a matter of that you got to win it to silence that kind of criticism, but that certainly has been chasing him all this time. Rex, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
I hope your package gets there, man.
Well, I hope so, too. It's a Detroit Lions divisional championship hat that I sent out there to my, you know, to the Outlaws.
Little legacy.
Like that. So nice. Rock City, because the Jets aren't in it, I'm cheering for Detroit Rock City, the Motor City.
Well, you know I'm with you.
You know, let's get it on.
Nice.
And that's home for you, Bart.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's on. The Lions are kicking butt.
They don't know how to look. They don't know how to act when you win out there in Detroit.
It's all right. It's such a great story, though. It really is. He's got a roof for it. Thanks, Rex. All the best.
I actually you're welcome, guys. I actually got to interview Dan Campbell yesterday. You know, I went out to Detroit, and Bart, like I always say, you know, I'll whip any one of these head coaches.
Yeah.
I ain't whipping that big bastard. I need Bart with me to whip that big dude.
Yeah, we got to jump him because Chris Canty told me he shook him up like a rag doll. He's like, oh, that's it's real in these streets, and he was a part of Dallas Cowboys.
I'm just telling you right there, it's going to be one of them things like, hey Bart, get ready to, you know, hit this dude from behind because that is a big man now.
Yeah, you call him sir or coach or whatever it is, but that's what you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, sir. All right, fellas, take
All right,
care.
Look forward to the interview. Coach. Yeah.
All right, Rex Ryan, as we talk to him every Thursday. 800-919-3776. We'll get back to your calls. Stay with us. Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
Bugged! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's see. How many more people want to tell us about their Bonita Applebaum? 800-919-3776. Who was yours? Who was your Bonita Applebaum? Because, you know, like this, even Rex was talking about it, right? Like he had a couple.
Yeah, Jake don't got none. And, come on, man.
And then Michael K had.
But Jake don't.
But he told her. No. Ray Dinahan said he didn't have.
Yeah, but Jake talking about it was in the NICU. Like, man, come on, man.
I think he said pre-K. Did you say pre-K?
Yeah, it was pre-K.
He said pre-K.
But I also said, I tend to shoot my shot. So whether it goes in or not, not on me.
But you still ain't say who you shot your shot at.
Yeah.
That's a person.
Mm-hmm.
You still keeping it to yourself.
True.
You don't want to clean out your closet.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Clean out your closet, son.
Always good to get it out. Like, it's always good to get it out and to explain yourself. I think that part's important.
Now, what part of my life do y'all want to know about?
I was talking about who's your Bonita Applebaum. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. We were very specific.
Very specific.
And you being all coy.
And you didn't say why. Like, yeah. You just, like, we need to know why.
He was like, I had to nick you.
Yeah. Pre-K. And I got jealous because she kissed the counselor.
Hey, it was
kissed
like,
the counselor?
You know, it's what Lions.
I like him a little season, a little age.
Epstein Academy? Where were we at here?
You said Lance. No, I said Nance. Listen, man, it's Hollywood. Everybody go.
That's so wrong.
I'm a king of booty juice. I like the booty.
So, Bart, this story just popped up. We got an alert for this one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
How many years of college could you possibly stand?
How many years of college?
College. Like if I told you.
Bro,
if like,
I was going to get a doctor, I master's degree, six tops.
Six?
Six tops. No, tops.
All right. There's a tight end.
I'm going to get my master's.
There's a tight end at the University of Miami. Okay. His name is Cam McCormick. He just confirmed that he's returning to play for the Hurricanes in 2024. This will be his ninth season in college football.
Man, he shouldn't even be allowed to go to school.
This guy's Van Wilder.
Come on, 9 years?
He began his career at Oregon in 2016.
Some people, go home,
cut the cord, nah, man. You're not going to the NFL. It's he's 30 years old.
He don't want to have to get a real job. So listen, let me tell you something. 9 years.
That's a good point. He's putting up.
This is what I'm saying.
Failure to launch.
For the reason, if you're going to get 9 years worth of scholarship, if you don't have a doctor's or like a doc, what's after a doctor?
He better have a doctorate.
If you don't have that, then you shouldn't be eligible. Because that means you just been a career student and like you keep switching degrees. If this dude got an associate's degree, man.
He has more credits than he has games played.
Exactly.
So listen,
he got more credits than yards, man.
How about that he put out a tweet and on it, he called it the last ride.
The last ride.
He said, look, he said,
ride your ass to Cuba.
He said, the pursuit of excellence has no goal line.
What's the pursuit? Y'all ain't even go to a bowl game. What are you staying for?
He's 25 years old.
Come on, man.
He was originally a three-star prospect out of Oregon.
Bruh.
Part of the 2016 signing class at Oregon that included Justin Herbert. He was in Justin Herbert's freshman class.
Come on, man. Justin Herbert got his second contract.
The national class included Nick Bosa, Ed Oliver, Rashawn Gary, and Jalen Hurts.
All these dudes are on their second contract.
So here's how it went down. He redshirted as a true freshman. Okay.
That means he sucked.
Then he played 13 games in 2017. Then he started getting hurt. Broken leg in 2018. Then some complications that cost him 2019 and 2020. Then he got a foot injury 2 weeks into the 2021 season. Granted a sixth year of eligibility because, of course, COVID. They gave everybody that extra year due to COVID.
Bro, man.
I didn't know. I thought you had 5 years to play four.
Yeah, come on, bro.
I didn't know you could play. You had nine years to play four.
I've heard six. The most I've ever heard was six.
Well, six because of COVID.
I heard six because you get a regular red shirt.
So you keep putting in the injury.
You get a medical red shirt.
So that's what it is, the medical red shirt.
Bro, you can't get four medical red shirts in a row?
Now I'm rethinking everything because my story, as you know, my junior year.
You got eligibility.
I probably could.
You can go back.
My junior year, about seven games in, I blew out my knee.
Can you Euro step?
Tried to come back. Tried to come back for the playoffs. Played like in one game, and then it wasn't right, and then we shut it down, right? Come back the next year after surgery, still not right. I might have played three, and then I told the coach, I can't do this.
So
and he's like, I want you to redshirt, come back next year. And I said, I'm done. Like, I'm just going to graduate and move on with life. I was this close to graduating. I was going to graduate early. So I said, I just want to get out. I want to grow up.
But here's the thing.
But now I'm like,
but here's the thing.
I could have stayed. This is forever college.
Here's the thing. You got 2 years of eligibility left, right? Probably that they owe you 2 years. Tell them to roll it over to Cali.
Give it to Zach.
Or give it to Zach.
Zach needs it.
Yeah. All right, give it to Zach.
Can I hand it down? Can I pass it down? Can they inherit my eligibility? Like, I could have medical redshirted.
What I'm saying is they need to be able to get your scholarship. Because clearly this dude's been on scholarship for 9 years. So if you have three more years of medical redshirt years, then you should be able to give a scholarship to
your
kids.
He's a tight end. He's got to be pretty good if Miami wants to keep him. Right? Wouldn't Miami just be like, no, we're all set?
You want a blocking tight end. He grown as hell. He over there.
This dude, listen,
it was all lower extremity. This dude probably got legs like Kevin Hart, uncle, and he probably got an upper body like Brock Lesnar.
All right. But some people, like, college was fun, but like you do get sick of it. I mean, you do get sick of college.
He is in Miami, though.
That's a good point. He went from Oregon to Miami.
He's the only one coming back, getting everybody to club.
He's down at Coral Gables. I kind of like this.
Yeah, y'all roll with me.
Live for free, eat for free. Be on the football team.
Yeah.
And
he's like, I'll take you. Just hold up. He can get statutory rape, though. He can't date girls on it. Like, he too old.
19 for a freshman.
I was 17.
I know.
So I understand
that.
So if it ain't a grad assistant, he can get caught up. He probably out there dating professors. You know what I'm saying?
That's not crazy to say.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That's not crazy to say. Is it too much?
Got a B minus, ain't showed up all semester.
Is it too much?
Land the pay.
Like, would you do something like this? I'm curious if people would actually do this because
bro, this dude ain't gonna have enough money in his retirement he gonna have to work to 75.
But I don't have a problem with this. He's not gonna play pro. Clearly not gonna be a pro, right? So this is the best time of his life, what they don't say in the story.
Could. Chris Winkie was 25.
Chris who?
Winkie. That is his name. It's Chris Winkie.
I don't think it was Winkie.
It is Chris Winkie.
I think it was Winkie.
Winkie.
It was Winkie.
It's Chris Winkie.
No, it was Winkie.
Oh, nah, it's Winkie.
Well, it always was Winkie.
Bart Bat.
Yes. Bart Brat.
I think you just wanted to say Winkie.
No, it's Chris Winkie.
You just wanted to
say
Winkie.
I played against Chris Winkie. His name's Chris Winkie.
Let me finish the story because nowhere does it say if he's already like finished a degree. It doesn't say any of that.
Yo, like if you're going to get that many scholarships.
So in 2022, he was finally able to play a full season. He earned the Capital One Orange Bowl FWAA Courage Award for his perseverance because he appeared in 13 games and he made 6 starts.
He should get the Scared Bowl. Scared to grow the hell up.
He had 8 catches last season for 62 yards. He had to resubmit his waiver for the ACC to get that 9th year. It was approved. So he said it was an easy decision to return. Said his goal is to play in the NFL. I want to say I gave it my best opportunity and my best shot.
Go to the merger to XFL, USFL.
Oh, you know he's doing that.
Go there.
Listen, play as long as you can. I always say, don't do what I did. Don't walk away. Play as long as you can. My coach never said you're done. He just said to me, take a redshirt year, come back. And I just said, you know what? I just want to graduate and get on with life. And that was a mistake. I regret it. So he said he acknowledged some critics have suggested he shouldn't still be playing. But he said he's not going to be cut short by what people are saying. He hopes his story will be an inspiration
to
other
who?
Players battling injuries.
Well, come step off.
He said, I feel like my journey can help those that have to experience
something.
That. It's tough, but hopefully there's some inspiration. There's guys who get injured and see my journey and can dig deep within and keep pushing towards their goals and their future. This kid is making me now feel even worse about the decision I made 30 years ago.
No, I'll argue this kid's scared of real life. And he's fighting.
And I was dumb enough to try to dive early into real life, and it was a big mistake.
Well, at least your 401k is strong so you can retire on time. He ain't even started yet.
That's up to you.
How many 401k years did you have by the time you were 26?
Actually, I was part-time at Newsday for 5 years. So, no, I started late on the 401k as well, Sonny.
Damn.
That did not help me.
I'm trying to get you
no,
a way out.
No, everything was a mistake. All of it. I should have stayed. He's doing the right thing. You play as long as you possibly can.
Hold on.
And now it's up to you. You have to be successful for me to be successful.
Why is Miami giving him a scholarship? It is no upside. Ray Deasy, tell everybody what his stats was last year.
He had 8 receptions for 62 yards.
I said that.
Come on, man.
I still haven't seen in this entire story written by David Hale, by the way, nowhere does it say if he's already gotten a degree. 9 years. He's had 8 years of college.
He's got a
and nowhere does it say he at least got his bachelor's and he's working on his graduate or doctorate or master's or something.
He should be a practicing lawyer.
By now.
Or he should be doing a residency for doctors.
He could also already be an agent. He could be in law school. Something.
Come on, man.
It's amazing. But you know what? My daughter goes to Miami.
She might know him.
She's 22 turning 23.
They're going to say, that's a dumb kid.
I'm just
that's a big dumb kid.
I'm just saying.
Like, leave. Graduate.
I'm just saying. I'm going to tell her to go find this dude. And just ask him. I need to know. Do you even have a degree? Van Wilder.
He's like,
just stay in school forever, man.
I'm 12 credits from my associate.
Imagine. Come on, man. Wait, 9 years of college on top of 12 years of schooling.
He's a career student.
Literally.
He's like the dudes on Half Baked. Get a dude some. No, who's the dude slept on it? No, what's the movie where they had to do that stayed in college forever?
That's Van Wilder.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying.
Oh, I didn't get that.
All right.
Why does Tamara got this big old Gucci? Yeah, like, you're supposed to cut. Oh, it's Gucci everywhere. I hate Gucci. I hate stuff with logos and everywhere.
The back. I mean,
yeah, that's all on the back.
Yeah, but it's a very fancy, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they did the print without the big logos, I could wear
the
that.
The print was good, but the back has like a big advertisement on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I thought it was a robe for a boxer.
It's a billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not tight.
Chico's bail bonds on the back of that thing.
Yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco is coming to Madison Square Garden on Friday, September 20th.
How long was he in college?
And Saturday, September 21st, ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So 800-919-3776 to finish with your calls. The K-Show's coming up, and they're going to have Marcus Stroman, who will be introduced as the Yankees' new pitcher.
Do we like him?
How do we feel about
didn't he come at Michael K before?
He did. Yeah.
So it's burying the hatchet.
Well, no, the press conference is what they're going to have. They're going to have the press conference. So you'll get to hear Marcus Stroman as a Yankee, which is everything he's ever wanted.
I thought he was going to break. I was going to cash you.
But is it what you want? Stay with us.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We got people like telling us that Vanilla Applebaum needs to be a recurring segment. You agree with that?
We can make it like a Wednesday segment.
You know what I mean?
Talk about the one you got away.
I mean, just
because we'll get people that, you know, like are with somebody currently and be like, yo, I miss so and so. What about that, Jake? You got one of those? Don't tell me you missed out on the one, the love of your life and NICU unit.
Yeah, that's enough of that. It's got to be something more recent. How about the what was yesterday's topic? What about the thing about in the car?
What about the girl from plumbersmeat.com?
What's it?
That day nap you on.
Plumber's meat? I don't know if it's plumber's meat.
Yeah, it's plumber's meat.
Because plumber's meat just could have
is
a
that,
different.
Is that two E's?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just weird. What about the car thing, though, Jake? Right? Bart was talking about last time you might have had to, you know, had nowhere else to go, so we had to use the car.
Don't tell me it was in the NICU, too.
I mean,
you're back when you were in the.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the car seat together.
It was a Power Wheels.
No, yeah. I mean, if it wasn't the car, we're in New York City, so what, rooftop staircase?
Yeah, that's a good point. When you're in New York City, I guess you have better options.
It's different. Yeah, it's
rooftop. All right, how about the last time rooftop?
Probably like college, maybe. Yeah, college last time.
College,
man, you really
summer.
You really got a dull.
No.
Sex life, man. You got
I started young, so you know, everything I got out was pretty much done.
You have a rooftop, Bart? You have a rooftop?
No, so I got a house.
What does that mean?
No,
terrace? You have a terrace? Hotel?
I'm married, man.
You weren't always married.
I mean, listen. If it's a place, I got it in.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, me and wifey got it done in the street.
Look how careful.
No, we got it done in the street.
Street.
Put her over the back of the Jaguar, baby.
What? In the street.
Street. Didn't even care. Bang. Put a skirt up.
Middle of the day.
No, it was nighttime.
Nighttime.
It was like 7-8 o'clock. We left a party.
7-8 o'clock okay. At night.
And we was in Chicago, a city it's weren't from.
Fred and Ginny walking their dog, and then there's Bart.
You gonna learn today. Word of the day, long.
Marcus Stroman is officially a Yankee. He'll be introduced momentarily. The Michael K. Show will have the introduction, and we can discuss tomorrow all the things he had to say and wonder if how much he wanted to be a Yankee. That's one thing we know. He loves being a Yankee. That's what he wanted. But the question is,
Yankee or Met?
Yankee fans, did you want him? And is this really it for the offseason for the Yankees? This is what we're doing. That's all? All right. Well, the K-Show's coming up next. Be interesting to see all the things that they have to say about Stroman and next. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Bang, bang.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.